Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It, however, is not Carl and Linda. It is Trish and Doug.
Good morning.
And so it is Monday morning, which is unusual for me to be in there, but Carl and Linda are on assignment in Las Vegas with the National Final Rodeo.
Yes.
And so they're going to be there all week. They're actually going to be broadcasting from there on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But we're going to do the show this morning, myself and Doug Junkie, and we're going to probably just give you something to think about, if nothing else. If you have something you'd like to comment, you can join us at 605-4567 by calling in and asking questions. It's 49 degrees in downtown Reading. We have a slight chance of showers today, a high of 63, a low this evening of 45. And on Tuesday, partly sunny, 65 degrees, chance of showers and a low of 45. Wednesday, showers, a high of 55. Wednesday night, showers and a low of 42. Thursday, yes, kind of tiresome, showers again, a high of 54 and a low of 34. And on Friday, sunny, a high of 59. And a low of 35. The showers are going to continue through the weekend, which pretty much does end my roof job that was supposed to start on Tuesday. We'll talk about that another time. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, Trish, I got to be honest with you. I didn't know that people actually were alive at this time in the morning. I mean, I live in Shingletucky, and I had to drive down here for the show. I'm a real estate agent. We don't get up at 6 in the morning. I mean, what is that all about?
Most normal people do. We're a pair to draw to because I love doing the radio show, but I think it should be an evening drive show.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just thinking that people could listen while they're driving home in the evening as opposed to going to work in the morning. In the control room today, we have Ben and Christine. Good morning, Ben and Christine. We're waiting for that.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have a new producer that's training, and that's Ben. So welcome, Ben.
Good morning.
Do we have a national day?
Yeah, let me pull that up for you.
His computer, his eyes are shooting back and forth, so he's obviously looking at something.
Well, that's okay. We'll catch it at the beginning of the next hour. In the next hour, we have Enjoy Magazine that will be coming in. We always enjoy them. Doug and I are just going to kind of talk about things this morning in Shasta County.
Yes.
And one of the things that the first thing I want to talk about is that we have an upcoming election.
Yes, we do.
In the past, we had a county clerk's office who used to actually send out press releases.
Oh.
And they would say, gee, we're going to have an election, and these are the seats that are available, and these are the filing dates, and all of this information so that the citizens would be aware that, in fact, there's an election going on in their county. It's interesting to note that we have an election coming up. It's different than it normally is because our primary is generally in June. It's now in March, and we have due dates, last day to file dates.
Yep.
Coming up as we speak.
Yep.
I was at a Republican women's tea on Saturday. Now, these are kind of political people.
Yes, they are.
It was fascinating to me the number of people in the room who, number one, were unaware of which supervisorial district seats were up for election.
Yeah.
They had absolutely no idea when the filing period was closing. They had no awareness of who was running. What's wrong with our media and our clerk's office that we're not putting out any of this information?
Well, you know, as we'll probably get into, the reality is that our county at that level, at that office from the registrar on down, in my opinion, is really upset with the outcome of the vote last year or the year before that brought in our current board. And they're doing everything they can to sabotage it. I mean, I received an email from somebody that talked about the fact that there was a motion that apparently was passed, and it's now going to the board for final consideration, and a whole bunch of verbiage has been inserted that wasn't authorized to be inserted. So I think that there is some sabotage-ish things going on that are trying to make the current board look bad.
Well, and for me, it's frustrating because I'm kind of a political junkie, and I mean, first off, the last board, the previous board,
yes,
did so many weird things with the redistricting that people don't have a clue what district they're in. I mean, 2, 5, I mean, I had the lines of District 5 memorized,
yeah,
by household practically. And I was talking to people who tell me now they're in District 2, they're in District 3, they're in District... What happened? What was all that? Well, we know about that, and that's another whole thing.
But yeah, again, we could go down that rabbit hole quickly.
Exactly, but that, again, is the previous board.
Yep.
Has absolutely nothing to do with the current board that the recall group are trying to vilify all the time.
Well, you know, the previous board with Comente and Modi, I think Kehoe was on there for a while before, mm-hmm, and then Rickards, you know, they set into action a number of things that this current board is now having to deal with.
Yes, they did.
And unfortunately, the folks, and I'll be much nicer today than I am normally on the Poke the Hornet's Nest on Sundays with Nick, the people who are into this thing are misleading and, I mean, flat out lying to the people about what the actual situation is. I mean, you know, they've got this current board as the evil of all evils for not hiring hundreds of people. They've got the board for this. Those plans were already put in effect by the year previous. Next year, we'll get to see what this board actually gets to do.
Well, that's exactly right. And the issue you just spoke of is as a result of some shenanigans that were pulled to make us into a suburban county, and that's a topic for a whole another show.
I mean,
that's, again, another rabbit hole you can go down. But by classifying us as a suburban county as opposed to a rural county, which we had always been.
Which we are,
and we don't have the population to be actually qualified as a suburban county. But we are, and therefore it bumped up all of the salaries at the
upper management,
which has eaten up the budget, and there is no money available for lower class and the lower level entry. Yeah, and so it has created a tremendous problem, created not by this board but by the previous board. I would go further and state, you know, they constantly are going on and on about the lack of control and the meetings and how they're so out of control on both sides. I would say I think the board could do a better job. I think the public, for and against, could do a better job. But that didn't start with this board. That started with Comente.
Oh yeah.
And when they wouldn't listen to the people and wouldn't have anything to do with them, and the crowd got all in uproar and everybody was screaming and nobody stopped screaming since.
Yeah. Well, and you know, to his credit deficit, you know, Jonesy, he's trying to allow the First Amendment people to have that freedom to speak without censoring him, but it's gotten to the point where you just have, I mean, the assaults verbally that go to that board, I mean, that is a thankless job, and those five and even the two that I don't agree with, that's a thankless job. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, those people are getting beat up there over stuff that is patently not true, and they didn't actually cause. Now, two of them may have caused because they were there when some of this stuff was passed, but the reality of it is these folks are getting hammered. I mean, I see the videos when Nick shares them with me, and it is a verbal gymnastics of abuse is what it really is.
Well, it is, and I would say, I don't know how the chairman gets a hold of this now. It's gotten to the point where, I mean, in a professional meeting, and I served as an elected official for 20 years, you had the opportunity to speak during open time, and you went up to the podium, and you could say whatever you wanted to. I, however, did not allow personal attacks of public employees or official personal.
Yeah.
You want to say something about something they did as an elected official or as a department head, but you want to talk about their personal life or that kind of stuff. I didn't allow that.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got away with that, but I just simply wouldn't allow it. Somebody would start talking about the way somebody did something off duty, not part of what is before the purview of this board. And I think that's supportable because they're only supposed to be talking about things that are under the purview of the board.
Well, and the reality is, you know, you set guidelines, you set discipline. That's the word that nobody wants to hear anymore, but you set discipline in the room and people respected it.
Yes.
We don't have that right now. And it's funny is, most of the video that I watch in preparing for Poke the Hornet's Nest, is always, you know, one side of the aisle is just going on a verbal tirade. I mean, just saying stuff that you're just like, what in the world are you guys doing? So I don't know how Jonesy gets it back, but I mean, that would be some decorum would be good.
It's going to take some control on the audience's part and the board's part to agree to be adults and practice a little discipline. And with that, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Don't turn on my Bible, don't turn on my gun, don't you turn on my freedom, God's only son. Don't turn on me, don't turn on me.
Hi, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entry. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Gladly stand up now.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's Monday morning, December 4th. It is Trish Clark and Doug Jenke with you this morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's a community-orientated, dedicated to the professional commitment to providing the highest quality of personal service. They have, Cornerstone has three branches in Shasta and Tehama counties, two in Redding, one in Anderson, and one in Red Bluff. And they are sponsored for many local events and things that go on in Shasta County. We welcome them as sponsors. We're going to go to the phones now. We have Anne Marie. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Well, good Monday morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling in with our weekly community calendar of events right here in the North State.
Very good.
So as we begin our community calendar, I'd like our listeners to know about a community-wide Christmas light decorating contest sponsored by Historic Hawes Farms. The prize categories include Best Traditional, Best Animated, Best Street, with a minimum of three houses participating, and People's Choice. The deadline to enter the contest is tomorrow, December 5th. To enter or for more information, visit historichawsfarms.com. Bundle up Wednesday night, December 6th, for the third annual City of Shasta Lake Tree Lighting Ceremony from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Larry J. Farr Community Center, 4499 Main Street. There will be holiday music and light refreshments, followed by a countdown to the tree lighting and a special guest. On Thursday, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, the Veterans Home of California in Redding is having a fundraiser at Red Robin, located at 1035 Dana Drive. 20% of food sales will go back to the Veterans Home with the presentation of the fundraiser flyer, which can be found on their Facebook page, Veterans Home of California Redding. The fundraiser will run 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Kick off your weekend with the Cascade Theater as the Redding City Ballet presents the Nutcracker. You can catch performances December 8th at 7 p.m. or December 9th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. After the 1 p.m. performance on Saturday, be sure to stay afterwards for a special sugar plum tea party where you can meet the characters. The Cascade Theater is at 1731 Market Street in Redding. For more information and to purchase tickets, please visit cascadetheater.org. On Saturday morning, the Redding Breakfast Lions Club will host their Christmas brunch from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at 301 South Street, Redding Gardens Clubhouse. Special music by Pat and Pam Karch. Cost is $25 per person. For more information, visit readingbreakfastlionsclub.com. On Saturday, December 9th, visit the Turtle Bay Museum from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for their family second Saturday Winter Wonderland. There will be fun activities for the entire family to enjoy. The event is free for members and included in paid park admission. Turtle Bay Museum is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. Also on Saturday, December 9th, the Riverfront Playhouse will present their inaugural holiday craft fair from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1950 California Street in Redding. The event is free to attend and will feature vendors, crafts, jewelry, gifts, food, and much more. Do a little gift shopping while supporting local artisans and entertainers. For more information, visit riverfrontplayhouse.net. And also on Saturday, look for the Anderson Pop-Up Holiday Market from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at East Center Street in Anderson. Highlights include ice skating, hot cocoa and cider, food trucks, and several outdoor vendors. The Anderson Pop-Up Holiday Market is being hosted by the Anderson Community and Economic Development and the Chamber of Commerce. On Sunday, December 10th, the Mountain Gate Firefighter Association will host their Community Christmas from 12 noon to 3 p.m. at the Mountain Gate Fire Hall, Station 41, located at 14508 Wonderland Boulevard in Reading. There will be ornament decorating, a meet and greet of local firefighters, hot cocoa, candy canes, and homemade Christmas cookies. And there will be a special guest on hand for a photo opportunity. That's Sunday, December 10th, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And that is your sample of events happening this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
All right. Thank you so much, Anne Marie. There's plenty to do this week in Shasta County.
Absolutely. And I'd like to mention that the community calendar is sponsored by Fiscue Insurance, 857 Mistletoe Lane in Reading. Give them a call, 530-224-2345.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
And what are we up to now, Trish?
Well, I'll tell you. We're up to, gosh, jingle bells, jingle bells. Yeah. Way lots of Christmas, huh?
Well, I tell you what, that was quite a list of stuff going on in one week in the city and county. I was like, holy cow, I had no idea.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting because people say, well, there's not much going on. I don't hear that so much anymore. But if you can go, and I've tried it this last week, you can go someplace every night of every week and every day there's something going on in one community or another. And as far as Christmas tree lightings, man, if you haven't got your fill of Santa and Christmas trees.
Already.
Already. I mean, every community has, you know, they have them in Cottonwood and Anderson and Shingletown, and Shingletown had theirs yesterday, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so that, yeah, that's been fun. And it, you know, while we talk about politics, a lot of stuff, we've got a lot of good stuff going on in Shasta County. And it seems like we focus a lot of times on the negative stuff. There's a lot of positive stuff going on as well.
Well, you know, as they say, you know, bad news sells. good news doesn't really sell. And so, you know, that's why most ads, campaign ads and things that are brought up about the government are almost always universally bad, is because, well, I'm not sure there's always a lot of good going on. But that's what gets people's attention, is when they hear, you know, death and destruction, that's the rubbernecker. We got to watch that.
Well, but the problem, and unfortunately at this point in time, in my opinion, we do not have a presentation, a paper, a blog, or what have you, that is just giving any news. They give opinions. And unfortunately, most of the opinions in our community are on the other side of the fence from me. They're very liberal. And so most of the times, I'm not in much agreement with any of the opinions that are stated.
Well, no. And, you know, that's what's – I've said this on Poke the Hornet's Nest as well, is – it's funny how we have a 66-33 split, if you go by registration, you know, uh-huh, conservative, Republican, however you want to call it, to liberals, and yet they have the media, they have, you know, members all over the boards here, and you're just like, we have a 2-to-1 advantage. How did we let this happen? And then they start to implement stuff, and you just shake your head going, how did this happen?
Well, let's just take the one that everybody's focusing on about, yeah, the Dominion machines.
Yes.
Every candidate that ran in that election had an opinion about Dominion machines.
Going into the election.
Going into the election. During the election, talking about it. And I don't remember anybody that was elected saying they weren't going to get rid of the Dominion machines. Flat out campaigned on saying we need to get away with the Dominion voting machines.
Well, you know what's funny is, Nick, ever the poker of the nest, there was a meeting of the recall committee at the library last week, I want to say Wednesday, and Nick decided it'd be a good idea that we go set up a table and we just sit outside and says, no on the recall, prove me wrong, kind of a louder with Crowder kind of a thing. And this one gentleman, very civil, came up because a lot of uncivil things were said to us, including some F-bombs, so just let you know, that's the recall committee. One gentleman was very, very professional, very polite, and we got talking, and he, you know, we said, so what are your issues? Like, well, Kevin Cry voted to take out the Dominion voting machines. And I said, well, sir, can I ask you a question? And he's like, well, sure. I said, do you trust the Dominion voting machines? He's like, well, yes, I do. I said, I don't. Why is your opinion more important than mine? That, yeah. That silence is what we got.
That's of course.
That's my point, is he didn't have an answer because that small minority feel that their opinion is more valid than others, and it's a statistical fact nationwide. 60%+ don't trust the machines. Why has that become such an issue in Shasta County when we finally did something that the rest of the nation should do?
Well, and more pointedly, they ran on that. The people who elected knew they were going to do it. They got the most votes. They did it, and now one guy who won by a little margin. Exactly. And let's remind everybody that nobody on the Board of Supervisors does anything by themselves. It takes two other people to agree with them all the time.
Yep.
Three people have to agree to do something. One person just doesn't do anything by themselves. That doesn't happen.
Well, and you know what's funny is Kellstrom. I mean, Chris is a great guy. I've got the chance to talk to him, have lunch with him, and he's a really neat guy. He kind of skates under the radar for being such a big, tall guy. And, you know, his votes have been, I think, 100% in line with Kevin Cry's. And I totally support what Kevin and Patrick and Chris have done on their voting. I as a conservative, am behind them.
I absolutely concur with that. I have said that if I was on that board, I probably would be voting with them about at least 95% of the time.
There you go.
We're going to take a break. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Crackmaster. They know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been repairing windshields for years, and his Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Jeff is a great guy. You go down there and he chats with you, and you can learn a lot from him while he fixes your windshield, and it is guaranteed, and it will not cause you a problems after that. You can go by and just stop by the shop at 3208 South Market, or give him a call at 241-8373. We'll be right back after these messages.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Carl Lindebott. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
It is that time of year. Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Monday morning, December 4th. It's about 49 degrees outside. You can give us a call if you've got something to add at 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by my favorite candy store, Four Winds Jewelers, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's that time of year. You need a special gift for someone. Or you just want to buy yourself something, that's okay too. You go by, they have their full service jewelry store. They do watch repair. They've got a beautiful collection of antique jewelry, Indian jewelry. They make, special things. If you have some stones or some jewelry that you want to have remade or it's just a great place and they're wonderful people to do business with. Give them a call at 222-2750.
Well, before we get going, I've got a little story about Four Winds, which is funny, kind of funny, is because this last September, we went to a cruise to Mexico, my wife and I, and we stopped in Puerto Vallarta, and we were, shepherded via one of those tours into a opal store. And they have this thing called a fire opal. It's a really brilliant blue thing, and it's really a neat-looking stone, if in fact it really exists. So we were looking at it, and my wife found a ring that she really, really liked. And so we were talking to them, and are these real stones? Oh, yes, they're real stones. See, Senor, Bubba.
God, I'm so glad somebody else has gotten fit on stuff like that.
So we bought it. I don't know, a couple $100, nothing tragic. Well, my wife did something, and the stone fell out, and we found it, and I took it to Four Winds. And the lady at the counter, she was hilarious. She's like, are you aware, sir, that this is a fake plastic piece? I'm like, what do you mean? And she's all, yeah, it's Mexico. So I had an internal conflict. Do I tell my wife that her beautiful ring is completely fake, or do I let her live the dream? And last week I finally, because she was like, "Oh my God!" And these stones are so beautiful. I had to tell her. I felt so bad. Yeah. So they're honest as the day is long. There you go.
Well, I that's funny because I got bit on a similar thing with an emerald, and I should have known better. This beautiful ring, once again, in Puerto Vallarta, and actually the ring, because it is gold and it does have diamonds around the edge of it, and so it's worth what I paid for it.
Yeah,
I thought I got a real steal, but the center stone is like, yeah, not an emerald.
It's green glass.
It's kind of not even that. It's not even glass. It's like I'm not exactly sure what it is. It's a beautiful ring.
Yeah.
Quite an eye catcher, but it's not an emerald. And I should have known better. An emerald that size, it costs you $30,000.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
But anyway, we like
it. And back to your regularly scheduled program.
Exactly. A little sidestep there. I think one of the things that I really do want people to pay attention to, because we do have an election coming up.
Yes, we do.
And it's going to be very important if about which direction this county's going to go. This new board, in my opinion, has put some things in motion that are going to help us get where we need to be. Things don't happen overnight. some awful things happened just prior to the time they got on the board, not the least of which was the redistricting issue that happened, a bunch of lawsuits, which we don't talk about because they're in closed session and what have you, but were created by a previous administration, a previous bunch of circumstances. This board specifically has nothing to do with them, but they are dealing with them. We desperately do need a new jail. And I don't Yes. think anybody's going to argue that point. But before we can build that new jail, we have to, number one, come up with the funding for it, and we have to figure out a way to man it
Yes.
and staff it. And whether people like to agree to it or not, it is a system. If you were to magically come up tomorrow with enough money to build a jail that held 900 people, and you locked all those people up and you had the staff to do them, it wouldn't solve any problems because we don't have a court system, a probation department, a district attorney's office, a public defender's office that could support and process all of those people that were put in jail.
Well, you know,
it is a system.
At the Board of Realtors, we actually had the sheriff come in and give a presentation, and he tried to not chew on marbles too hard, but basically was inferring, and I'm not putting words in his mouth, but inferring that the morons, and I'm using those words, not him, the morons and idiots who designed the beautiful new jail that I'm not sure, or courthouse, they only have 4 holding cells. So whoever was in charge of designing that aspect of it didn't even allot and account for the fact that we might actually expand our jail system. He can only transport 4 people at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be a conveyor back and forth, and he's trying to figure out how to do it. So even our court system, which everybody, oh, we got the new court. We got 2 new very liberal, crazy judges. That's going to be great. The sheriff says it's going to be an absolute logistics nightmare because they don't have holding cells for multiples. They're for 4.
Well, with all that expense and everything, they don't have any more courtroom space than they had in the old jail.
No,
in the old courthouse.
Yeah. Basically, they modernized the building, just moved it across the street.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's, again, another rabbit hole we could go down because that courthouse could have been built at way less expense, much better, down in the city of Anderson, where they were going to put it to begin with. The land was free. It could have been up and running three years ago now.
Yeah.
And wouldn't have had any bigger transportation issue than they've got moving it across the street because you still have to transport the prisoners.
Well, and, you know, and when they talk about the new...
And they're talking about moving the jail someplace else. So if that comes to fruition, the jail isn't going to be next to the courthouse anyway.
Well, no, and that's where Sheriff Johnson's talking about moving it out by Field of Dreams, and with the condition Field of Dreams is in, they should just move it on top of Field of Dreams.
Which would be closer to the Anderson courthouse.
There you go. But, you know, it's funny is they have all of this money they want to do it, but when you think of the cost per jail cell to house criminals, not people who are productive members of society. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars per cell for concrete and bars. I don't understand how that happens.
Well, and the problem is because they're no longer a jail. They're now prisons.
Based on the
actions taken at the state and federal level about, getting rid of so many of the state facilities because they were not adequate under federal law, and that rolled right downhill right into us. So we're now prisons, and the current system is not set up to be a prison, and anything you're going to build from now on is going to cost way more because we're county prisons.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, the laws keep getting passed down at Sacramento. I mean, I just went and renewed a CCW, went through the class. And starting January 1st, there's like 33 new laws coming through that make it, almost impossible to carry a weapon in the state of California legally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't be within 1,000 feet of a parking lot. You can't be here. You can't be in a restaurant. You can't. 33, the guy that gave us our class just went through, and he actually let us see it, and we could read it with our own eyes, and I still read English most of the time. And, I mean, they're doing their best to punish the law-abiding citizens, but they're making crime actually pay. And so even if we had a new jail, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to get people off the streets because we've decriminalized all their activities that they're doing in the first place.
Well, that's exactly right. And we don't have an opportunity to do anything about that at the local level. We have to just put it in. We did just open up the jail. The floor that had been closed, so we have room now for more prisoners. Glad to see that. We just locked up a guy from Anderson that was a big problem, and he's hopefully going to stay there this time.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's frustrating to the community. It's certainly frustrating to our police department.
Yeah.
They're doing their job. The officers on the street from the sheriff's department and the police departments are out there doing their job. They're gathering these people up, bringing them in, and they're on the street before they can finish their paperwork.
Well, think how safe our community could be if the cops didn't have to arrest the same person five times a day. How safe could we have as a community? How fulfilling would the cops' jobs be that they actually were doing proactive policing versus constantly arresting the same people who get out before they're done even with the ink on the paper?
You got that right. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members Credit Union. Stop by and talk over your problems. They can help you with all of the above. 221-0441. We'll be right back after these messages.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Red Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Hall's Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Hawes Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Hawes. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Hawes family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawesfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Hawes Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria.
You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
To the town of Alfreda rode a stranger one fine day.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Trish Clark and Doug Jenke this morning. Carl and Linda are in Las Vegas. This portion of the show is brought to us by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs, tractors, skid tiers, steers, side-by-sides, and so much more. You do it all, they do it local. They're at 2540 Gateway Drive down in Anderson, one of our great Anderson businesses. And they really do have everything there. And this time of year, if you've got small kids, they have some of the neatest little tractor kind of stuff for small children. I mean, little things that they just can ride around on. And it's really a nice place to go and do your Christmas shopping. Again, down in Anderson, give them a call at 221-6800.
Now, Trish, you know what I'd like to do real quickly is go macro and leave the city or the county of Shasta, because one of the things that our very dishonest registrar keeps saying is we can't do paper ballots.
Right.
Argentina just voted. They voted in a guy that I'm hoping holds to his words, Milei, but they did millions of paper votes, and they had the results the same exact night. Yeah. No weeks, nothing. It was paper votes. I believe Holland just did paper votes and elected Geert Wilders, who also did. So, folks, this whole rhetoric about we can't do paper voting is a load. It's a complete line of crap. But then again, what would you expect from a register who supports George Soros?
Well, and I just have to say, we talk about, I mean, there's an attitude, unfortunately, that comes out of that office. We had a recent election. What was it? A school board election. In one school and a fire district. That was the whole election. Nobody knew that. I mean, I had people constantly, what's up for election? Am I voting? How come I didn't get a ballot? I mean, so again, back to my original comments.
Yep.
Having said that, let's just say there were 2,000 votes.
Let's say.
Let's just pick that number out of the sky. So we get the original group. Why can't we have the remainder of those votes the next day or a day after? Why do we have to wait a week, 10 days?
Well, and that's the problem.
Or two weeks. Why? I mean, they can't count 2,000 votes or 1,000 votes in a day or 2 days or...
Well, and that's the problem with liberals.
It's like, I'm in control and I can do what I want.
Well, yeah.
But I'll feed you the information.
That's my point. That's the problem with liberals. As soon as we ask just to see it, and what they don't understand, and Kathy Darlin Allen is one of those, give us the information. If, in fact, you are being honest and true and not hiding something, we'll be the first to say, hey, we vowed that we counted. They're all there. She was right.
Yeah.
But when you totally blockade and hide and make it look like you are hiding something, and then, again, knowing her background, I would believe that she is hiding something. The reality is you have the appearance of hiding the results. Just let them go. It's our results. You work for us. Let us have them. That's all we're asking.
Well, and that's part of the problem is perception. Yes. We had a county clerk here for years, registrar of voters, who was so professional and so forthcoming with the information and always put out beautiful press releases. You could go to her, you know, webpage, and you could always tell exactly what was coming up. And when the judgeships came up, when was the last time you knew that judges were actually up for election from time to time?
The only one that I remember, God, it's going back. I can't even remember. Let's
well, but
way.
You do know that they do.
Yeah.
Come, but if nobody runs against them,
they're unopposed.
They're unopposed, and we don't even hear it.
Yeah.
And used to publish those, though.
Oh, really?
And she would say when this was up and when there was an election coming up and these are the seats that are going to be available and these are, and they'd be all written up. Well, they just don't do press releases. And I've been calling that new clerk on that, registrar of voters on that, since day one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say, where is the press release for this upcoming election? People who are not involved in politics don't follow that kind of stuff readily.
No.
And, like I said, I was amazed at the conversations that I had at the Republican Women's Tea, which, by the way, was an excellent presentation again, and something that's just wonderful in Shasta County, a great been going on for years. Supervisor Molly Wilson started it as a high English tea. Originally, way back in the day.
Do you hold your pinkies out?
Not anymore, because we don't do the English tea anymore. But it's just a tradition that's been around for years, and I just want to make note of that and the people that have carried on and still continue to do it. It was an elegant affair and just well attended. Very nice.
Well, there you go.
Having said that,
please.
It's political people, more political than your average ilk. And the lack of knowledge of what's going on in our election was just amazing to me.
Well, you know, I've said this on our show again with Nick on Polk. I don't blame the liberals for getting away with murder. I blame us for letting them allowing it to get away with murder, because we, and I'm just going to say 80% of the population gets up, goes to work, raises kids, whatever. You know, they do it well, they don't do it perfectly well, but that's what we do. Then they get on their phones and they go live in a different world and YouTube or whatever. And people aren't paying attention, but, you know, as I've said multiple times, is you may not be into politics, but politics are into you. And people just don't pay attention, and then they're the loudest ones to bitch when, in fact, things start to come down the pike. I mean, look at what's coming down from Sacramento. Now, we have a super majority of, you know, both houses and a governor who are just complete whack job liberals, and the laws that they're bringing out reflect that.
Well, exactly, and while we have we do have an election coming up also for our assembly seat up here, we have a lot of candidates running. It's unfortunate because I don't think that our representative has a lot of control over what happens at the state level because they're so outnumbered. Having said that, it is important that we still have a voice and try to get someone who can work with the other side, who can at least continue to bring our issues forward, make some headway on perhaps recognizing that what works in Los Angeles doesn't work in Hayfork, Shingletown, or in Redding, for that matter.
Well, I want and Megan and Brian have both been to the Board of Realtors and given presentations on how dysfunctional that system is. I don't want a person who wants to work across the aisle. We always have to be told we have to work across the aisle. We have to be civil, and yet they call us deplorables and every ist that exists on the planet. I want somebody to go in there a little bit of fire and brimstone from this point. I want somebody to get in there, and if an idea is stupid, on the floor of our California State Senate and the House, to say, this is the stupidest idea.
Yes.
Instead of trying to be professional and, you know, we respect each other, most of the people that get elected from south of here are not business people. Heck, they barely have a high school education, and they get in, and now they have the power of God himself, and the ideas that come out of it, including all the criminal stuff. I want somebody to get in there that's a bit of a fire and brimstone kind of person. I want the light turned on the cockroaches.
Well, I think so, and if you do nothing but bring attention and grab that microphone at every opportunity to point out the ludicrousy of what's going on the floor on a regular basis, they have that opportunity.
Yes, they do.
They have a powerful pen. They can get all kinds of press, and they can at least point out, if they can't change, but bring attention to the idiocy.
Yes.
Of the things that are being proposed and enacted on a regular basis.
Well, I think LaMalfa is the same kind of useless suit that way. I mean, we don't hear anything from LaMalfa. You know, you've got Jim Jordan, you've got some of those folks, Rand Paul and them, who are always kind of out there saying, hey, this is a light we've turned on, the cockroach liberals are scrambling. We never hear a word from LaMalfa. I want some Brian Brimstone. I want some people to turn on the light so we can sit there and go, oh, my God, I had no idea we were doing that.
Well, I'm going to take exception to that.
Please.
Doug, because actually, Doug does get a lot of floor time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the media, once again, they highlight the things. But Doug gets that microphone on a regular basis. If you look for him, he's in pictures a lot at different things. And he really does I've argued with him about a lot of stances that he's taken. I want to give him a kudo on the thing on throwing the guy out of the what's his name?
Oh yes, how did Santos even stay in there this long?
But I go back to the fact that in this country you are perceived to be innocent until proven guilty.
That's
and
true.
I absolutely think it's wrong for them to. He's been accused. He has not been found guilty. Who do they think they are to take the law into their hands?
Well, I mean,
and
you
Doug
know,
voted not to do that, and knowing full well what he's been accused of and how horrible it is. But I want to give him kudos for that, because I think we don't do that anymore. We convict, and I would ask you, show me one time where a Democrat would be thrown out no matter what they've done.
Well, I mean, God, we could go on with Melendez. We could go on to Schumer, Pelosi.
But the Republican, once again, are eating their own.
Yep, exactly. I mean,
do the job for them.
The Republicans are the master of the circle firing squad. They're the master, and that's the problem.
Well, we got a couple minutes left, but I do want to just point out that we really need to take a look at what this current board has done, what they're being blamed for, and consider very carefully these upcoming votes in these supervisory districts.
Yep.
Because we can either continue to go in the direction we're going and straighten out the things that have happened in the past, and I think they're headed in the right direction, or we can go back to where we were and everything will be buried in hunky-dory and we won't know what's going on.
Nope. Trish, thanks for letting me come in this morning to hang out with you. I know you've got other guests for the second half, but it's been fun.
Well, thanks, Doug, for responding to me. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
White House Budget Director Shalonda Young said U.S. military assistance to Ukraine will run out by the end of the month. She urged lawmakers to approve tens of billions of dollars in additional aid, claiming that a failure to do so would kneecap Ukraine on the battlefield. The administration's $61 billion request is being resisted by Republicans who are demanding security changes at the U.S.-Mexico border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Looking to shield civilians, Israel's military is urging mass evacuations from the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis. That's where tens of thousands of displaced Palestinian civilians have sought refuge in recent weeks. The wreckage of a U.S. military Osprey that crashed off the coast of southern Japan has been found.
The U.S. Air Force says divers have located wreckage and are recovering the remains of crew members from the aircraft that crashed into the sea last Wednesday off Japan's Yakushima Island during a training mission. The Air Force CV-22 Osprey was carrying 8 crew. The body of one victim was recovered soon after the crash and has been identified as Staff Sergeant Jacob Gallagher of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. In a statement, Congressman Richard Neal says a grateful nation mourns his loss, saying Gallagher enlisted in the Air Force right out of high school. There have been several crashes involving Ospreys, and Japanese officials have expressed concern about the safety of the hybrid tilt-rotor aircraft. I'm Jennifer King.
The Pentagon says a U.S. warship was acting in self-defense when it shot down several incoming drones in the Red Sea over the weekend. As illegal aliens continue pouring into Texas across the southern border, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says state officers will soon get the go-ahead to arrest and detain illegals. Wall Street, the Dow down 169 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Venezuelans have voted to establish a new state in a disputed oil-rich slice of neighboring Guyana. The BBC's Katie Watson says the vote bolsters the territorial aspirations of Venezuela's president.
The result was hardly surprising. Nobody from the No campaign raised their voice. Few opponents probably even voted. While the result of this referendum is non-binding, critics see it as a power play by Nicolas Maduro, bolstering national support ahead of a presidential election next year. The region in question, known as Essequibo, is oil-rich and represents around two-thirds of Guyana's territory and is home to about a fifth of its population. Tensions have risen between Venezuela and Guyana since 2015, when large offshore oil and gas fields were found and Maduro renewed his interest in gaining the territory.
Torrential rains and fierce winds pelting India's southern and eastern coastlines and states have been put on high alert. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, there's another Republican debate coming up this week.
The party's top presidential candidates gather in Alabama Wednesday for the fourth GOP debate of the 2024 presidential campaign. As he has done for the three previous debates, former President Trump is skipping this event at the University of Alabama as he maintains his wide lead over the rivals. Florida Governor DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador and Governor Nikki Haley will be on stage. Vivek Ramaswamy is expected to make the cut, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he's confident he'll qualify. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The Supreme Court hearing arguments this morning over a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. The deal would shield members of the Sackler family who own the company from civil lawsuits over the deadly toll taken by opioids. The agreement, hammered out with state and local governments and victims, would provide billions of dollars to combat the opioid epidemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio. It is, however, not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark this morning, which is kind of strange for a Monday morning. And I'm joined in the studio now by
James Mazzotta
and Rhonda Alvey from the Enjoy Magazine.
Hi.
Hello
Hi.
There.
Yeah, it's always a big surprise when we come in and Linda and Carl are on assignment somewhere, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, so you never know who's going to be
But you're the tried and true.
Been here before, so we're good. And we have Christine and Ben in the control room.
Yeah, I'm trying to sort out the whole thing with Ben. I just ran into somebody at the store the other day that told me that Ben was here, and they have some type of kindred relation, and I cannot think of who it was. So when I came in, I was excited to meet him, but I can't remember how I knew he was here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
You guys want to know the national day?
Yes. The national day, please.
Today is Santa's List Day.
Hey.
Oh. That's a good
and you want to know what? Like on page 10 or 12 here in the magazine, we have a Santa's List.
Well, there
so
you
there
go.
You go. How apropos. Thank you, Ben.
It's 49 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 63. Slight chance of showers and a low this evening of 45. On Tuesday, it's partly sunny, a high of 65. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and a low of 45. On Wednesday, showers again and showers basically all the way through until the weekend and through the weekend, a high of 55 today and a low of 42. On Thursday, 54 and 34. On Friday, a high of 56 and a low of 35. Again, the rain is going to stick through. I said in the first hour that kind of puts a damper on my roof project that was supposed to start tomorrow. We'll hopefully start that next week. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts.
Nice.
Give them a call at 365-3793. Nice Anderson business. And the weather, news is always brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, communicative organization. So, James Mazzotta and Rhonda Alvey, we're going to talk about the beautiful Enjoy Christmas magazine, Mistletoe and Merriment.
Right.
And it was a little late, so some people still don't have them. We should be finishing deliveries up today, but we didn't get it until Friday. So
this was our first issue that's been this late. I mean, the magazine got out on time, but it was literally by the skin of our teeth. We were having some challenges getting it here, and it's here. And it first day we got it, we mass distribution.
Like
50 people just went into the community, and so we
and
apologized.
All the employees were hands on deck and out there getting them out. So and we deliver to Siskiyou County, and we deliver all the way to Williams to Granzella's. So so.
It's a big territory.
That's a big territory,
Wow.
And how many magazines do you actually put out?
We print 15,000.
Yeah.
And we deliver most of those, but we also have a mail list of, well, we have a mail list of like 2,000.
So, wow. That's a lot of places where those magazines mm-hmm. are going. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them end up in doctor's offices where they're shared.
Yeah.
Or,
right. Oh, for
or
sure.
Those kind of things where more than one person actually enjoys the magazine mm-hmm. during uh-huh. the, your one,
and
or
that,
one family.
And that is, you know, just to bring that up, that's called impressions, right? So 15,000 magazines on a very conservative note. Three people see each issue so as an impression. It's way beyond that because, like you said, we are in large medical facilities and stuff where, you know, hundreds of people probably.
Exactly.
Look at but, yeah, so that is actually part of our sales, as you would say, as impressions. So, but, we're quite proud of the publication. And we just this year, what was it, October, turned 17 years.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I know.
It's hard to believe.
Why is that the time that it's been becomes, how long things have been around, mm-hmm. becomes very talked about during this time of year.
Yeah.
And you think, gosh, you look back and
Christmas is so joyous and so many people love Christmas. And so it's a great, I think, benchmark, right? And it's at the end of the year,
yeah.
the end of one, the beginning of something else. So it's used as beyond Christmas, a staging point of realizing your mortality.
yeah, I think that's true. That's true. And besides which, it's cold. And if you have arthritis, you feel your mortality.
Yeah. Right.
But we were just talking before the show started. I, for whatever reason, I seem to do any harm to myself when I'm in the shower.
Oh.
So, I'll throw my neck out while washing my bald head, right? This morning, I don't know what I did, but I bent over to do something, and my lower back is now out. So when I sat down on the couch waiting to come on, Sue heard me I just moaned, like, ugh. She's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, my back's out. I was like, it just, at my age, I'm thinking, I feel like I'm in my 20s. Like, why is this happening?
The head is different than the body, though, uh-huh. I think, you know.
But I always hurt myself doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, I could be out there moving rocks and I'm fine, but the second, I would go to wash my hair, I throw my neck out.
Okay, so where are we going with this?
Well, I just wanted to start and kick off. You were talking about the weather. Obviously, weather is a hindrance for people to get out. We need the rain. It's beautiful. Mother Nature, bring that rain to us. But I don't want that to stop people to get out and do their Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. I think more than ever this year, we need to take a look again. There are still so many small businesses in Reading that are still struggling and trying to recover after COVID. That this is now, they talk about long COVID. This is the same for businesses, restaurants. They're in long COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not been the huge bounce back and recovery that people assumed would happen, I think. And, to be really honest with you, I've been trying to do some research and find out what they're reporting already as far as sales trends for this year. And, of course, everything that you read, excuse me, keeps saying that, we're going to see a massive Christmas season for sales because people are rallying back after COVID. And, I don't want to argue with them, but I kind of feel like me personally watching what we're doing in the store has always been a good benchmark. It really follows the trend.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing that. And so I'm trying to really rally people in town to say, take this time. And, we all spent so much time online ordering things during COVID, right?
We got into the habit.
Yeah. But let's really remember that, our community needs us.
Shop locally, and I've always been a big one to say, so maybe you spend a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
if you buy something from a local store, but you're not paying postage, and you are supporting your local community. That money goes right back in
to the community. Goes into the employees.
Exactly. They spend
the
it again.
Base.
Exactly.
And not to mention, so many people these days are so, climate crazy that, wait, there you go. You just picked it up. It's not being shipped on a boat from China and then an airplane to, middle of the country and then into a distribution center and then trucked back out to your area. And then, it's a little bit smaller of a footprint.
The other thing is I would encourage people because there's such unique small little gifts to to spread out the wealth a little bit and go to these unique little stores that we have scattered all over Shasta County,
mm-hmm.
and think more about little personal gifts for people and not the big ticket items that you see that everybody just goes wild and goes online and orders all this stuff and the kids have thousands of packages to open and nothing that means anything.
Mm-hmm.
So take the time to buy some of these locally handmade items like they carry at Enjoy Store.
Yeah.
And something that will really make a difference and mean something to the people that you're getting.
Yeah. And there are little great stores all over, like you said, sir. The community. Downtown, there's been a big push in growth. I mean, besides the Enjoy Store, there's, you know, Juniper, down the street from us. There's, the new Apricot Lane, you know, there's, Sketch and Press and, you know, they're just hidden little gems all over the place that you can go and bounce and make a fun time. And there's so many little coffee shops now within.
Absolutely.
You know, that you can stop and have a baked good or coffee and then go to your next spot.
And you can even rent a bike.
Oh, that's true, too.
That's true. That's true. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Northern Firearms. The instructor Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. You can register online or you can call them at 999-1822, the usgunpro.com. We're all interested in the Second Amendment, and this is where we can learn more about it and stay within the laws that are given to us. Give them a call, 800-913-1393.
It's easy. I've done it.
It is indeed. We'll be right back after these messages.
I can see that lone star from 1,000 miles away, calling me back home, though I ventured far astray. When I see that beacon shining for me all alone, it calls me back to Texas and the home. Lone star shine.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is spreading holiday cheer one Benjamin at a time with our $30,000 holiday cash extravaganza swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday in December starting at 7 p.m. 5 lucky winners every half hour are drawn to win up to $500 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean blue.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Trish Clark this morning. If you're just tuning in, it's a little strange to hear me coming across the airways on a Monday morning, but Carl and Linda are in Las Vegas for the week, and they will be broadcasting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday live from the National Rodeo Finals down there. So that will be interesting. But I'm here this morning with the people from Enjoy Magazine, James and Rhonda, and we're going to just talk about what the contents of this magazine are. This
yeah.
Well, first of all, it's mistletoe and merriment, and it's very holiday-ish. The cover girl is Clarissa, who works at the Shasta Bike Depot, and she's just lovely. The dress was made by a local... what's her name, James?
Abby.
Abby was made by...
From the Reading Fashion Alliance.
Yep. Mm. So, and the photo was taken at Riverfront Playhouse. So,
oh, nice. Yeah.
So talk about, when we talk about just the first time we were, first portion of the show about doing things local.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the whole cover, you know. Local photographer, local person that lives here, at a local place, dress made by a local person.
can't get any more local.
Yep. And then I wanted to,
local.
Yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about our What I Enjoy page. And I really love this page because it's just a bunch of icebreaker questions that we ask somebody in the community, in the North State. It's not just in Reading. But and our person this month is Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission. And he's just a lovely person. He really is. And his question.
That smile. He's so cute.
Yes, and he's so nice. But, you know, some of the questions we ask, like one of them is, you know, what hobbies you have might surprise you. And he says his is from welding to music, and he does it all. But one that might surprise people is he has an obsession with eating the world's hottest peppers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So just those answers are just a lot of fun. And I love getting, I send them the questions and then they send me their answers back. And I love getting them back and reading them and learning a little bit more things that you don't typically know about these people. So this is a fun page.
We, in the magazine, a lot of people are always like, oh, we have this great idea. Can you write a story? And that's what we love. I mean, that's how it works. But Rhonda, you know, publishing can be difficult, so we are trying to always book our stories in advance so that we have them, and then, you know, things aren't always 100% fluid. Things change, so the closer we get to publishing, something might change, and so we have to drop in a new story or fill or whatever. But Rhonda's pretty good about having, 13 months of information for the magazine, so that's why we sometimes are like, it's a little hard to just drop something in. But this section here, do you have, I'm just asking the question because I'm like, do you have people booked out for this one already? Or if people were interested in being one of these guests on the magazine, mm-hmm. can they email you?
Yep, they certainly can. They just can email info@enjoymagazine.com.
And say those, that you're interested what I enjoy.
And those
section.
Emails come to me. These are just icebreaker questions. It's not about your business. It's just about you. So, and they're just a lot of fun. But yes.
And are they just different questions every time?
Yep. Yep. I try to keep them. Yeah. I try to make them all different. So,
yeah. No, that's always interesting. I enjoy reading that.
Because, I mean, people know if they're interesting or not. I mean, you should, right?
Yeah.
So if you have some, if you know that some, you know, questions, or even if you decide to share a little bit about yourself when you're just inquiring about being one of those people, might actually help us with, you know, mm-hmm. determining what kind of questions, because
that's a cool thing. Like, I love the whole pepper thing, right? So, like, now if I saw him out and about, I might at some point surprise him with a basket of, like, death peppers or something.
There you go.
And say, hey, let me watch you eat these. Another cool thing for me, of course, people know that I love technology and gadgets and all that stuff, and I'm super hyped on Apple's new Vision Pro headset that's supposed to be coming out later next year. But this is a kind of a move into that, and this is called Immersive Experience Virtual Reality Entertainment Center at Area 151. And this is a gentleman here in town, Adam Young, who started a virtual reality kind of, I guess you could just call it more of a modern arcade, right? So mm-hmm. using new technology. He moved the business just recently to Redding from Shasta Lake, and it is at, what, 1518 Market Street?
It's right next to the IOOF Hall.
Okay, cool.
Down in the new section. Uh-huh. Yeah. The opened up section.
But this is, you know, if you haven't experienced virtual reality, this is basically a place that you can book and kind of come in and put these headsets on and, you know, go at it with zombies and, you know, mad elephants and all of those. So reading through here and stuff. But do it in a way where you're totally armed and can defend yourself in kind of live motion, up and moving. And but, you know, obviously not at the risk of truly dying. I guess you get so scared you have a heart attack or something. But this is like a whole new thing. And interestingly enough, I think it's time. This has been going on big in China and mm-hmm, Japan mm-hmm. and stuff for quite some time. They have like massive buildings in their communities that you can go in for these virtual things. Even like you even get in like swings and things like that so that there's motion. And I mean, they've taken it to a whole new level. I haven't heard a lot of that. I mean, I'm sure it's somewhere in some big cities throughout the U.S., but I'm kind of excited to see that something like this experience has come to Reading, and my hope is that it does well enough to where he can continue to invest in, you know, technology and stuff like that and really grow it out, because, I mean, I just find this kind of stuff fun.
And I noticed that he is 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's important. We've got our young kids that are struggling to figure out where they're going and that the opportunities, you can make your own way if you mm-hmm.
You can. Yep. Yeah. There still are opportunities in the world, you know. I always say that to people that come into the store, because we sell the Adventure Challenge, and that's huge. I mean, that's sold huge all over the world, right? And that was started right here by a young gentleman here in Reading, and he went from, you know, being just a young kid with really nothing to his name, and now he just reached Forbes 400 list, multimillionaire, product everywhere. If you see it on social media, I mean, it's just all over.
A friend of mine in Santa Rosa just posted something about her and her husband doing their first adventure challenge mm-hmm. from one of the books that they just received. So, and she didn't get it here.
They're selling hundreds of thousands of them all over the planet. So, yeah, like you said, you just have to pave your way and fight for it.
Absolutely. I'm always turned off by people who say, well, you can't get a job and it's so difficult
And that may be true, but that's part of life.
It is, but I would say to you that if you want a job in this day and age, and you really want a job, I guarantee you, you can get a job.
Yeah.
You have to put forth the effort and the commitment and be responsible and show up.
Well, here's
that's
the deal.
Exactly right.
But you can get a job.
You just wait until April and you can go work at McDonald's for $20 an hour.
Oh, okay. don't even get me started down that rabbit hole.
Well, I was telling Ron, again, you know, this platform that we're doing is enjoyable, but sometimes you have to diverge, right? Like the other day I went to go pay sales tax for the store on product, right? And I thought, oh, I'm really hungry. I'm just going to drive through and get Chick-fil-A. I am diabetic, so all I can get is just the chicken nuggets that are not breaded.
They're
grilled, right? So I went through, drove that, and I got a diet Pepsi. And when I got to the window and they told me it was $29.43, I said, that's almost $30. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, that is a dollar a nugget. I could not wrap my head around it. I was like, for $30, I could go almost to Jack's or any other place and have a steak.
Yeah.
Why would I spend it on chicken nuggets? I was blown away. So, and they're not even paying him $20 an hour yet. So, yeah, I digress. what else do we got in here, Rhonda? There's all kinds of stuff.
There's some fun holiday party ideas.
Yeah. Is that probably Kim Bonet?
Yep. She does a great job on these stories. Yes.
So there is like a Santa checklist in here that you can like look at, and then it immediately goes into a really beautiful holiday section that we've carved out in the magazine that's dedicated for, you know, all the businesses that are participating in our holiday editions that are here in Redding and Red Bluff and, Chico and Corning and just a little bit of all over, just giving people, you know, ideas and opportunities of all the stores that are available to them for this holiday season, and they're spending their dollars.
I think it's kind of fun, too. One of the things is to host an International Food Fest. My daughter for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, her dad is Lebanese, and his family used to make these big Lebanese meals for Christmas party, and that's what she did this year. So,
oh, how fun.
Yes. So.
How fun. I had another friend that we do our traditional turkey and dressing and blah, 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 and she did a totally different kind of meal like that for a whole group of people. She said that at the beginning of the day, she had some of her family members who were quite outspoken about how inappropriate they thought the whole thing was.
Oh, brother.
And she was kind of like taken back.
Oh, wow.
I would have said, there's the door.
Well, they weren't in my house, but she said by the end of the day it was very good. Mm-hmm. And it was a traditional Scandinavian. I can't remember what. But anyway, it was totally different than ours. Mm-hmm. But she said very successful.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a break and we will be right back after these messages.
Reef Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Saddle up and ring in the new year the wild, wild way at the 2023 New Year's Eve Bash in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Live music from Lance Michael Cornwell will keep your boots tapping and the dance floor hopping all night long. Enjoy a delicious buffet, dessert, swag, and drink special. The fun starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at just $65 plus fees. Or go VIP for only $300 per couple, including a one-night stay at a luxurious hotel. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa, and is a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's a Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the
one of my very favorite songs. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Monday morning, December 4th. It's about 50 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of about 63. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. They give veterans and senior discounts, nice Anderson business. We appreciate their support here at KCNR. It is Monday morning, and this is Trish Clark this morning.
Oh, are you sure?
Coming in. It's still Trish Clark, and now I'm really aware of that because I've gotten over the fact I got up at 5:30 to do this. But I've got James and Rhonda in the studio with Enjoy Magazine, and we're just going through and talking about all the wonderful things that are there, especially in this holiday issue.
Yeah, so... Welcome back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, the magazine is plumb full of all kinds of really fun and cool stories. We have a story in here where more of a information, and it's called Victorian Christmas Trees Secured from Mount Shasta.
Victor's.
Sorry. I was thinking about
that's the name of the company. Yeah.
Yeah. Good to be green, and this talks about this is a company that it's been doing this, I think it says for 60 years or something like that. For more than 60 years, there it is, providing Christmas trees that are live cut and then delivered to locations throughout the United States. And these are the big trees that you see everywhere. So this year there is a tree that was cut for a facility in Orange County. And what was it called? It was the San Clemente Outlets or San Clemente Outlet. Yeah, it's a 100-foot tree. They have over 18,000 lights, 10,000 boughs. And so you imagine cutting a tree down, obviously having to cut it down and not damage it.
Right.
And then get it on a truck somehow and take it all the way to Orange County.
And not damage it.
And not damage it. And then set it up and then decorate.
And they decorate them too. Yeah. Yeah.
100 feet. That's
yeah.
Pretty tall ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it says that that one weighed right around 25,000 pounds.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
The story, you know, goes on because it talks about all the different things that, that they do. They delivered one to the state capitol this year that is, 60 feet tall? And it was 10,000 pounds and, you know, just on and on and on. But it has some really cool tree facts about the origin of the Christmas tree. First Christmas tree lighting. Tallest Christmas tree in the world was 221 feet, and that was in it was a Douglas fir, and it was in 1950. Could you imagine having a 231-foot tree?
Wow, that's like being in the forest, right?
I know, right?
Yeah.
The types of trees, Christmas tree farms, the Rockefeller Center and its history. So it's a really cool. It's a really cool story to read.
Yeah, the Christmas tree cutting, that was one of my favorite things in the whole world to do when we'd go up. And it always amazed me how much that tree grew from the time you took it out of the forest until you got it.
It's every time. And you spend hours cutting it in your front lawn trying to get it through the door because you're like, it didn't look that big in the forest.
That's exactly right. I mean, I don't know what it is about the trip home, but it grows.
It doubles in size. It's true.
It absolutely does.
And it's so funny because you stand there and look at the tree and you put your hand up and you're like, yeah, that'll fit. That'll chop. You get it down and you get it home and you're like, Mike, yeah. I always think of the Griswolds, right? Their tree is like bent over and almost touching the floor because they've like folded it in half to get it.
I always am amazed at that.
We do that off and on. We do like every other year. So we'll go as a family and cut a tree, and then the next year we'll go to, you know, a lot here in town or something, or we'll support a school by buying one of their trees because they do tree sales for fundraisers and stuff. And it's so funny because out of all of them, we always say, how is it that these trees that we buy from the school last so much longer than the ones that we buy and cut fresh? I'm always, they really, the ones, it's so funny, but every time we buy one from a school, it lasts forever.
I mean,
I don't know if they pump it full of chemicals or something, or.
I don't know.
Because I just expected it to come almost dead.
Maybe the I don't know, depending upon where they're cutting them, but I know I haven't done that in a few years. In fact, I have to admit that I only occasionally put up a Christmas tree. It's you know, as your family grows and I.
No, it's true.
You know, you just, your traditions. I loved all of that, but without a lot of people around to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Christmas parties. Well, it seems that
our oldest son just moved to Texas, so there's one out, and then the other ones are 21, right? And they're doing their things and Friendsgivings and all that stuff. And I told Yvonne, I said, maybe we should just put up, like, go get a Charlie Brown tree that's one of the little ones just on the wood that's the crisscross and put it on a, like, a table, like, and just make it little, right?
Yeah,
because our tradition is my son's birthday is the New Year's Eve, my oldest son. And so he always insisted the day after Christmas. So we'd have Christmas morning, do all Christmas open presents the very next day. All of Christmas signs had to come down.
Because his birthday is coming. And my oldest grandson's birthday is December 31st.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants no signs of Christmas because he's like, no, you're going to cheat me out of my presents.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, we don't do a joint gift. This is your Christmas birthday gift.
No,
not happening.
So, yeah, lots of Christmas. Now, did you open your presents Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
We got to open a present on Christmas Eve.
Okay, that's the same tradition we have.
Yeah, everybody gets to
choose. It's usually socks, underwear, or pajamas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they tell you which gift you get to open. You don't get to choose.
Yeah. Because I know families that open all their presents on Christmas Eve, and that's a tradition for them. And it just irritates me because I'm like, yeah, so you open your Christmas presents in the evening, and then you got to go to bed.
Yeah.
And then you can't play with them for days. Like, I wanted to, you know, like, that would have made me nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we always got to choose a gift.
Yeah, you get to choose this one.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you got to open a gift.
Yeah. And then in our family, too, stockings are big deals.
Yeah.
Because everything's done, and you're like, oh, depressed, everybody's opened everything, and then you go, oh, you have your stocking. And we do good stuff in our stockings, even though they're small, you know. You can get a diamond ring in a stocking.
Well, there you go. Yeah, small things come in small packages.
Yeah.
Great things. Yeah.
So what else, Rhonda, do we have in here?
Oh, gosh, we have a nice little story about the Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, which we have done a story before, but you know what the – they add new things every year. So,
have you been yet this year?
I have not.
I haven't either, and I'm going to.
I have tickets, and I'm going to be. I'm glad it. I was started to go, and it was so cold.
Yes.
And I mean, I couldn't get warm in the house with three layers on. I thought, there's no way.
Yeah.
But now the temperatures are, you know.
I want to go just for the drink that's in.
Oh, they have
the lit light bulb.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
I haven't.
No.
They're big light bulbs. And they have your drink with a straw in it, and there's something in there that makes them light up. So it's a lit light bulb with your drink in it.
Oh, wow.
It looks so cool. I was like, I want that.
Yeah, for sure. And it probably has a little adult beverage in it.
I think they do.
Yeah.
But they have swings this year, which look like they look
lit
really
swings.
Cool. Yeah,
I understand that they have a whole bunch of new stuff this year.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too.
I just can't imagine taking it down.
No.
Or putting it up.
It's got to take forever.
Yeah. And I wonder when they start. It probably says in the story. Volunteers.
They start early. I mean, because they close the Arboretum pretty early.
Yeah.
Like in November.
If we read the story, I bet it tells us all that.
It probably is. And you can go to this current issue of the Enjoy magazine and find out the answer to all of those questions.
Yeah. Yep. There's a chill in the air. Mount Shasta offers a wide variety of outdoor fun. And this is a great article to talk about all the things just in Mount Shasta that you can do once the snow falls. Obviously, Mount Shasta is such a great place to get out even in the spring and summer. You can do all kinds of things. But big, big things like snowshoeing. You can play hockey on frozen lakes. They have the ice rink. Great for cross-country skiing. There's just so much to do. And what an amazing place that we live in to be able to have those types of opportunities that, you know, so many people that live in more metropolitan areas don't have. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love to ice skate in Union Square because it is magical in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's not.
But you're, like, trapped in concrete.
Yep, exactly. There's nothing like ice skating in some of these really rural areas.
For real.
And speaking of ice skating, Anderson has.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. And that is such a wonderful event.
Where's that at?
It's right downtown on, off East Center Street, where the Veterans Park is.
Okay.
The Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah.
Right in the center down by the railroad tracks there. And it's just quite a wonderful.
I'm going to go. I love to ice skate.
Oh, it's great. I grew up ice skating and just love it. Of course, you get the skates there.
Yep.
They're special skates, and they have hot chocolate. And
is this a real ice?
No.
This is one of those artificial
right.
ones. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's weird. I don't know that I've done that. I can't remember.
Well, I haven't done it either yet. But I'm going to.
I mean,
try
it's the same experience, I guess. But like, what a strange thing that there's no real ice.
No real ice. But the atmosphere is marvelous. And we had the Christmas tree lighting, the Christmas thing in Anderson this first Sunday after Thanksgiving, which is our tradition. And they had you could go and watch and just try it out for like 15
uh-huh.
minutes. And it looks like the real thing.
Yeah.
It really does.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to go into our last session, and we're going to take a break right now and be right back after these messages.
All righty.
Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You got to settle up your boys. You got to draw a hard line. When the gospel settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all be back at the local saloon. And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my...
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th to January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and it's Monday morning, December 4th. This has been Trish Clark, who's been with you this morning. Carl and Linda are in Las Vegas, and they will be airing the show live Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from Las Vegas. So we're talking about the Enjoy magazine this morning. I have James Mazzotta and Rhonda Alvey with us. We're just in our last section. I don't know where the time has gone. And so where are we going now?
I just want to do a story about a giving, a gentleman in town that's been doing bike giving. But as I was flipping through, I just realized I saw my own ad for Enjoy magazine. And I was like, hey, there's our ad. Anyway, it's Enjoyful Holiday Gifting, the holiday shop. This year have been doing a lot of gift crates. So for you individuals that are just trying to give somebody something, nice and sweet, up to your corporate gifts, we got a lovely order from Sierra Pacific. So, super excited and happy to have gotten that order, but it's super easy. You can call us. You can come into the store and pick your own gifts. We'll package them. You can give us a budget. You can give us themes, and we'll just put together gift crates for you, and we can do them so that they're like stand up that you deliver around town to lay flat, shrink wrapped, and then shipped anywhere in the U.S. For a flat rate. So makes it super, super easy, and you can do anything from, you know, mixtures of health and wellness to consumables, foods, you know, baked goods,
candles, jewelry,
fresh, you know, roasted coffee. I mean, you name it. And there's just a million ways to give somebody a little bit of joy for the holidays. So come on in.
And something from our local area.
Oh yeah.
When I was traveling in my motorhome quite extensively, I always carried a box full of stuff from your store.
Oh.
Because it was, as I'd visit people in other places all across the United States, I liked being able to give them something from Shasta County.
Sure.
Whether it was the wild rice or all local things, the local honey.
Yeah, it's a great conversation piece.
Great conversation piece, and always just leave a little piece of Shasta County behind in each one of the different places that we visited. So I'd give that to a tip. We have a lot of people that have motorhomes and RVing a lot. And so stock up a little bit before you take off. And it's always fun to be able to give something to your local community.
I love that. Yeah. That would make a great story.
Yeah.
Take a picture with everybody that you hand something with.
I should have, because I would carry those things. And we were in my motorhome those years that I was traveling. I hit every state in the union. It was marvelous time.
So. There's a great story here on page 51 called Holiday Rides, Christmas Bikes for Kids. And this is a story about Ted,
Blankenheim.
Blankenheim, yep. He's been doing this, you said, for 20 years, which is kind of unbelievable. But I met Ted when just going into local Starbucks to get my coffee in the morning. There was always a group of men that were at a table almost every single day, just, you know, shooting the breeze and talking and yakking it up. And, you know, one day I knew one of the people that was in there, and they kind of grabbed me and pulled me into the fold. Of course, I was never got to stay. A lot of them were retired, but I would just come in the morning and probably talk for 15 minutes and then head out, grabbing my coffee. But every year, Ted would do this a drive to collect bikes that would be then donated to kids at the end of the year. And he literally would fill the entire Starbucks. I mean, you would go in there and there would be almost no place to do or sit because the whole entire place was filled with brand new bikes that people would bring in and donate. And then they would be given away at Christmas time.
How nice.
And so I told him, I said, this would make a great story for Enjoy. That was years ago, right? And finally, I just looked at this and I told Rhonda, I said, finally, what's taken so long? And she said he finally reached a point where, you know, he was able to, you know, let us do a story, and I'm happy for him that we got to finally share, because it's an amazing and extraordinary thing that he's been doing for quite some time. And he's a nurse, so, you know, he actually still works. So this is all done on his time, and, you know, I'm super happy for him and what he does, and the kids, I'm sure, are completely blessed.
And it says over the past 20 years, around 7,000 bikes.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
7,000
yeah. bikes. That's incredible.
And legitimately, that's true. I mean, it has to be, because, I mean, I have seen Christmas after Christmas of, you know, an entire store literally filled with bikes.
Yeah. Yep.
So good on him.
We also have some really good recipes in this issue. Yeah,
this issue is filled with all kinds of recipes. What do we have? What's that? Is our
chocolate biscotti?
And
we have.
I saw that there was a really great holiday cocktail.
Yep, there's a cocktail. There's also Italian style traditional holiday lasagna.
Mm. Oh, what makes it a Christmas lasagna?
It's just different. I mean, that's another one of those
green
different
crystals on top. green sprinkles.
Well, I
on
see
top.
That it's got tomatoes, almost like full tomatoes and basil, so they look like red Christmas bulbs and tree branches.
There's also a gingerbread.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Gingerbread. Uh huh.
Yeah. And so, yeah, this has got. I think there's four different recipes in here. Also, I want to just make a mention because I'm here and I'm
the president.
President of Riverfront Playhouse. But this Saturday, we're going to have our very first craft fair at the theater, and we have 20 vendors, and we're really looking forward to it. We've never done it, so we're just going to see how this goes, but we really want to make this an event every year, and I'm super excited about it.
Well, and just want to comment that last Friday I went to the
play
at the Riverfront Playhouse, and what a... I'm always amazed and angry with myself that I don't go more often. I used to.
Mm-hmm.
So you finally said it. I don't have to say it anymore.
Yeah.
No,
no, I mean, in all seriousness, I don't know why.
I'm the same. I'm the same.
My Seroptimus group used to buy out every year, and I went to all of the productions down there. And I don't know, I guess along with different things, I quit Seroptimus and different things, but I so enjoy it.
It was nice to see you there.
Thank you. They're so quality performances. I always enjoy them. So I just encourage everybody to just put that on your list of things to do.
And that's another
one. And the new location is incredible.
You should just start a new group so that it's not required. You just call yourself the Good Old Girls or whatever, and you buyouts that way.
There you go.
You don't have to do anything for the rest of the year except do the buyout at Christmas.
There you go. Well, the show, all year long, the shows are just incredible.
They're fun. And
encourage everybody to put that on your list of things to do.
Or gifts to give.
A gift to give, exactly.
Yep.
Good idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is Christmas.
Yes, it is.
Well, and you can do those kinds of things where you buy tickets and make it a date night, right? Mm-hmm. So then you take somebody out, you take them to the theater, or you go to dinner first, or go to the theater, then eat dinner, or whatever. Just have a good time that way.
I think my favorite thing is when I see kids in the theater, because we don't see a lot of kids in the theater. And
probably not.
Yeah. And it's just, it makes me so happy to see. Because we're going to need kids.
and, you know, we hope that the traditions, some of these things, I mean, technology is marvelous. The things we were talking about with looking through and seeing dinosaurs or whatever you were talking about. But the things that really keep a family together, the things that we can do where we're actually talking to each other and going to things like live performance, I always think the Shasta College and the performance that they do there.
Mm-hmm.
They're marvelous. We have the local symphony. We have so many opportunities to do these cultural things with our kids and with our family and share them. And it doesn't entail an iPhone or a mechanical internet connection of any kind.
Right.
Sharing time.
And
together.
I believe that is really key and important. You know, I really, really do. But on the flip side, I say to myself, can you imagine a whole new experience now where, like, you can't get to Broadway, right, because you just live on the West Coast, but you want to see The Lion King. Some of these new things like Apple Vision, whatever, and they have these new technologies of how they're recorded. You can put these headphones on, and they almost as if you're there live. They just immerse you. So another revenue stream for the theater would be is to, you know, if you can't make it, watch it at home. So you still sell the ticket.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, there's just, I don't know, it's just so much stuff. Almost too much for us.
Almost too much. And the problem is all that stuff is great when it works, but not so much if it doesn't.
Yep.
You plan that evening in your house, you have everybody there, and then the darn internet goes out.
Right.
And nothing works. Yeah. And there you are. So it's been great having you guys.
You bring out Uno then at that point.
Pardon me?
You bring out Uno at that point.
Yes, you do. A good card game, old game of Clue.
Yeah.
And get everybody involved
the
in
Monopoly
that.
Board.
Monopoly board, exactly. So this has been great. Well, Christmas is just around the corner. We've gone through the mistletoe and merriment edition of the Enjoy magazine. It's been great hosting this morning. Everybody getting ready for Christmas. Look forward to Carl and Linda coming live from Las Vegas.
Yep. Thank you.
Loved having you. And Merry Christmas to everyone. And God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.